Here's your fair value brief for Sunday, July 26, 2026. This week in 30 seconds, Brent crude jumped nearly 10% to $97 a barrel, its biggest monthly gain since 2022, as blockades at the Strait of Hormuz and Bab el-Mandeb disrupted about 25% of global oil shipments, pushing up freight and gasoline costs. Meanwhile, AI's $950 billion hardware push ran into Chile's copper crisis, where floods halted 5-10% of global supply, exposing tech's raw material vulnerabilities. And with the Fed's July 29th rate decision just days away, bond markets now see a 50-50 chance of a hike, while crypto's thinning liquidity, with total value locked down to just $3.8 billion, raises the stakes for any surprise. Now, to the markets. This was the week geopolitics broke the models. Three forces, oil, AI, and monetary policy, usually move on separate timelines. This week, they collided in a 72-hour stress test that left markets questioning whether old risk frameworks still apply. The unifying theme? Liquidity bottlenecks. Tankers stalled outside choked waterways. Copper mines flooded in Chile. Bitcoin's trading pools shrank. The week's sharpest moves weren't about supply or demand. They were about how fast money could move when the exits narrowed. Let's start with oil. Two straits now control the global economy. Brent crude closed at $97 on Friday, up 9.85% for the week and a stunning 34% for the month. It briefly topped $100 midweek, only to drop nearly 4% on Friday amid ceasefire rumors. But the real story isn't the price swings, it's the physical constraints. The Strait of Hormuz, blocked by Iranian forces, and Bab el-Mandeb, under Houthi attacks, together handle about 25% of the world's seaborne oil. Detoured tankers now face an extra $2 to $3 per barrel in freight costs, or indefinite waits. Gasoline futures climbed 12 cents in just 2 weeks, while diesel refining margins hit 2022 levels. These aren't speculative surges, they're permanent logistical costs. The ripple effects were immediate. Gold rose 1.45% to $4,071 an ounce, becoming the go-to hedge against prolonged straight closures. Energy stocks led gains, with the XLE up 3.4%, though even that sector's volatility showed how geopolitical risk cuts both ways. The outcome? Consumers now pay a 5-10% geopolitical premium on fuel, heating, and shipped goods, with no clear end in sight. Next up, AI's $950 billion hardware bet just hit a copper wall. The AI infrastructure boom faced two hard truths this week: record spending commitments and a sudden material shortage. First, the spending spree. Samsung and Broadcom locked in a $200 billion AI chip supply deal running through 2030. SK Hynix wrapped up its $26.5 billion NASDAQ listing, valuing the memory chip maker at $220 billion. But then Chile's winter storms hit. Floods and landslides shut down mines run by Codelco, Anglo American, and London, wiping out 5-10% of global copper supply overnight. Copper futures rose 2.2% to $6.36 per pound, but the deeper problem is structural. AI data centers need double the copper of traditional servers. Global demand must grow by 10 million tons a year by 2030 to meet AI and green energy needs. And Chile? It provides 25% of that copper, and its mines are now underwater. The market's call was clear: chips over shovels. Winners included Nvidia, up 5.7% on the month, and AMD, up 2%. Investors favor chip designers with pricing power. Losers? Intel, down 30.5% year-to-date, and Marvel, down 31%. Legacy manufacturers are lagging behind. The bigger picture? Copper is the backbone of everything from phones to power grids. Shortages lasting into the fourth quarter could push CPI inflation higher, just as the Fed prepares to act. Now, to the federal. The Federal Reserve kept its benchmark rate at 3.5-3.75%. But Chair Kevin Warsh's message was clear: the pause is over unless the data says otherwise. The hawkish signs are piling up. Markets now put a 50% chance on a July 29th hike, up from just 20% in June. The Fed's 2026 PCE inflation forecast rose to 3.6%, up from 2.7% earlier. And the 10-year Treasury yield hit 4.71%, its highest since November 2023. But while bonds reflect hike expectations, crypto markets are sending caution signals. Bitcoin stays stuck between $63,000 and $67,000, up just 7.4% for the month, a tight range that often precedes big moves. Funding rates sit at 9%, the cost to bet on higher prices. History shows corrections follow when rates top 12%, and DeFi's total value lock dropped to just $3.8 billion, down from over $10 billion in 2025. Why does this matter beyond crypto? Because crypto liquidity is a canary for risk assets. When Bitcoin funding rates surge, leveraged traders often sell stocks, gold, and bonds to cover margin calls. And the Fed is watching. If crypto cracks before July 29th, policymakers may hold off on a hike to avoid a wider liquidity squeeze. The key point: the Fed isn't just fighting inflation, it's managing a market where liquidity shifts by the hour. This week also revealed two economies in one market. Old economy leaders like industrials, up 1.8%, and energy, up 3.4%, led as money flowed into infrastructure and defense. Schlumberger surged 11%, and Lockheed Martin climbed 2.5%. Even telecoms became the new safe haven, with Verizon up 5.8% and AT&T up 5.1% on dividend demand. Meanwhile, tech struggled. The sector fell 1.4% for the week and is down 4.7% for the month, as markets question whether $700 billion in 2026 AI spending is sustainable. Semiconductors split sharply. Nvidia gained 5.7% for the month, while Intel dropped 30.5% year-to-date. Tesla fell another 17.8% after unveiling a $140 billion spending plan through 2030. The overlooked risk? Tech's weight in the S&P 500 dropped to about 25%, down from 28% in June. That means passive index funds now have more exposure to oil and rates than many realize. Now, let's talk about the dollar's quiet tightening. The US dollar index ended the week at 101.47, up 0.7%, its highest since March. Three drivers are behind this: safe haven demand from Middle East tensions, 10-year Treasury yields at 4.71%, and Europe's energy crunch. With Qatar's LNG shipments disrupted, Europe now relies on US LNG for 63% of its supply, its most expensive option. The consequences? The euro dipped 0.6% against the dollar to 1.1375, hurting European exporters but aiding US multinational earnings. The dollar also climbed to 163.79 yen, up 1.4% for the month. Goldman Sachs estimates every 1% rise in the dollar cuts S&P 500 earnings by about $1.5 per share. Why does this matter? A stronger dollar acts like a rate hike, tightening global financial conditions. So here's the big question: what breaks if the Fed hikes? The July 29th decision turns on which asset class cracks under pressure, not whether the Fed moves. The case for a hike, now at 50% odds, rests on three points. First, $97 oil threatens inflation. The Fed's 2026 PCE forecast now sits at 3.6%. Second, the labor market remains strong, with 4.2% unemployment and 3.9% wage growth. And third, financial conditions are still easy. The National Financial Conditions Index sits at negative 0.55, signaling loose credit. But the case for a pause, also at 50%, is just as compelling. Bonds are already tightening, with the 10-year yield at 4.71%, pushing mortgage rates to 6.6%. Crypto is flashing stress signals, with Bitcoin funding rates at 9% and DeFi's total value locked at just $3.8 billion. And earnings, while mostly beating estimates, show a slowdown. 78% of S&P 500 firms beat EPS, but the average beat is half the five-year norm. The hidden risk? A liquidity chain reaction. Bitcoin's $63,000 support level is critical. A breakdown could drag Nvidia and Tesla down 8 to 12% in a single day. And the two-year Treasury yield, now at 4.43%, is dangerously close to 4.5%, the level where mortgages hit 7%, risking a housing freeze. The core dilemma: the Fed must choose between popping the AI bubble or letting inflation rebuild. Now, here's what to watch this week. Monday, July 27th, the Reserve Bank of Australia's Governor Bullock speaks at 9:05 p.m. Eastern. A hawkish tone could lift the Australian dollar by 1 to 2%. Tuesday, July 28th, Australia's monthly CPI report drops at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Economists expect a 0.2% rise, but a hotter print. Anything above 0.3 would delay RBA rate cuts, boosting the Aussie dollar and weighing on gold. Wednesday, July 29th, is Fed Day. The rate decision and Powell's press conference hit at 2 p.m. Eastern. Markets see a 50% chance of a hike. If the Fed raises rates, stocks will likely fall 2 to 4%, though they could rebound if Powell hints at a pause. The 10-year yield would jump toward 4.8%, pushing mortgages towards 6.75%. And Bitcoin would test $63,000. A drop below that level would signal broader stress. We'll also get earnings from Microsoft, Meta, and Starbucks. Watch Azure's growth for Microsoft and ad trends for Meta. They'll show whether AI spending is holding up. Thursday, July 30th, brings the Bank of England's rate decision at 7 a.m. Eastern. A hawkish surprise could strengthen the pound, now at 1.3321. Then, at 8:30 a.m., we get the first read on U.S. second quarter GDP, forecast at 2.3%. A sub-2% reading would slash hike bets, sending the 10-year yield toward 4.5%. Earnings roll in from Amazon, Apple, and Coinbase. AWS and iPhone sales will be the numbers to watch. Friday, July 31st, the Bank of Japan's policy rate decision lands at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Thursday night. Any yield adjustments could lift the yen, pressuring U.S. exporters. And we'll get earnings from Exxon and Chevron. With Brent crude at $97, expect record cash flows and buyback announcements. Finally, a concept worth learning today, liquidity, the market's invisible hand. Imagine a concert where the crowd rushes for the exits. A wide door allows a smooth evacuation. A narrow one causes a crush, panic, and chaos. Liquidity is the width of that door in markets. This week, liquidity dried up in three key areas. First, oil tankers stuck outside blocked straits created a physical gridlock. Second, flooded copper mines in Chile froze the supply chain. And third, Bitcoin's shrinking trading pools sent a financial system alert. Here's how it works. In a liquid market, like Apple stock, millions trade it daily. A $100 million order barely moves the price. But in an illiquid market, like a small cap stock, few buyers and sellers mean a $1 million trade can shift the price 5 to 10%. Then there's the bid-ask spread, your hidden cost. The bid is the highest buy offer. The ask is the lowest sell offer. A tight spread, like Apple's, say $333 to $333.01, means an efficient market. But a wide spread, like a penny stock trading at $1 bid, $1.50 ask, imposes a 50-cent liquidity tax on every trade. The real danger? Liquidity vanishes in a crisis. When panic hits, everyone sells at once. Spreads widen, prices jump. Bitcoin's 9% funding rates mean traders are paying up to bet on gains. But if the Fed hikes and Bitcoin drops, those leveraged bets will unravel fast. Why does this matter now? Because your investments feel it. In March 2020, some bond ETFs traded 10% below their true value as sellers overwhelmed buyers. Thin liquidity in mortgage bonds pushes up your borrowing costs. And if you're trading small caps, crypto, or volatile ETFs, you're paying a hidden liquidity premium. The critical level to watch. If Bitcoin's total value locked falls below $3 billion, or if funding rates exceed 12%, expect a 5 to 10% pullback in tech as leveraged positions unwind. Tomorrow's question, the Reserve Bank of Australia's Governor Bullock speaks tonight. If her comments are more hawkish than expected, how would the following react? 1. Australian 2-year bond yields. 2. The Australian dollar versus the US dollar. And 3. Commodity prices. Answer in tomorrow's edition. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.